Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I'm talking this afternoon with Dr. Diane Hall, a behavioral scientist from the CDC Injury Center, and she's going to be talking about the new online course that's being released called Dating Matters, Understanding Teen Dating Violence Prevention. Good afternoon, Diane.
Hi, David. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
Well, it's great. I'm really excited to be learning about this online course that you have been involved in. Can you describe what this online course is and who developed it?
This online course is something that CDC funded, and we worked in partnership with Liz Claiborne, Inc., and it is an online course for educators as well as others who work with teens out in the community or in other different agencies. And the idea is to educate them about what is teen dating violence, how big of a problem is it, what are the risk factors for it, what are the consequences, but then also to talk with them about the importance of preventing it and to start to illuminate some of the steps they can take to make schools safer places for youth.
Well, that's great. And we know that teen dating violence is such a prevalent problem among the youth in our country. And so we need to find ways to address this. And this is a great opportunity to invite and support teachers and educators to be involved. What are some of the types of actions that you're looking for educators to be able to do to prevent teen dating violence?
We know that teachers are really busy and have a very tough job these days. There's a lot of focus on academics and literacy rates and graduation rates, but we also realize that there are other issues that are going on in schools that teachers are concerned about, and part of the reason we developed this course is because we are getting requests from teachers wanting to know what they can do about the problem of violence and how to prevent it. Some of what we know is that if youth are involved in unhealthy relationships, that can be a problem for them, not just in terms of health consequences, but it also has academic consequences. Being in a violent dating relationship can mean absenteeism from school, which is something teachers are definitely concerned about. It can mean decreased concentration in class, which teachers are probably noticing, and it can also be correlated with a decrease in academics. Because of that, we think it's something that the teachers are going to be concerned about, and we're thinking about different things that teachers can do to help prevent violence and to make their schools safer.
In the online course, there's many different topics that are being talked about. Let's listen to just a brief clip from this session describing what's going to go on.
Yes, violence today is a problem, but it is not insurmountable. When educators work together with the school's administration and the larger community, we can prevent teen dating violence and create a better, safer future for our students in an environment free of violence. As an important part of the school community, you can join or lead the discussion around violence prevention among your peers and administration. Your participation together in this effort can help prevent teen dating violence before it starts.
That's great to hear. Diane, can you talk about some of the elements of the topics that are covered during this online course?
We specifically identify warning signs and risk factors, and we focus on those that would be something that teachers might notice. Throughout the development of the content of the course, we are continually thinking, what would a teacher see in a school that could be a red flag for a problem with a student? We also talk about healthy relationships and what those look like, because we think that in order to prevent violence in dating relationships, we really need to promote the idea of the importance of healthy, respectful dating relationships. So we talk about what healthy relationships could look like, and we talk about the importance of not just teaching that, but also making sure that healthy relationships are modeled within the school as a community.
That's so important, and I really appreciate that we're looking at not just trying to prevent teen dating violence, but also talking about what behaviors we want to see and how to be able to promote those positive concepts to young people. In the Resource Center, which is an important part of this online course, what are some of the resources that you're going to have available for teachers and educators?
We've divided the Resource Center, and actually the Resource Center is very creatively designed. It looks like you would go into a media center in a school. We have information about evidence-based curricula available, and those look like they're housed on a bookshelf, for example. We have information about different types of tools and strategies. We have different types of activities that teachers can use in the classroom, and a lot of those are printable as PDFs. We're also aware of the fact that while we are focusing on primary prevention, so that is really preventing violence before it starts, we are aware of the fact that some teachers may be concerned for students where they suspect violence is already occurring or if they've seen violence occur in the school. So we also have a section with links to the national hotlines for domestic violence, sexual assault, things like that. But one of the other things that we're really excited about is that we want teachers to understand that they're not alone in this. While it's not the teacher's job to, for example, counsel a student who's going through a problem with a relationship, the teacher is a really important part of that school community and an important person in a teen's life. We want teachers to feel empowered and realize who else they can be partnering with within their schools, but also in the larger community. We encourage teachers to talk with the school nurse, administration, school counselor, school psychologist, but then also to partner with those in the community who are doing work on violence prevention and see how they could also connect with them and perhaps have them come to the school or what have you, whatever seems to make sense in that community. So we also have links to our Delta program and our RPE program.
Delta program is the CDC's primary prevention program around intimate partner violence or domestic
yes.
violence, and the RPE program is the CDC's rape prevention education program, which is in every state and many territories.
Yes.
There's great opportunities. In the Prevent Connect audience, we have a wide variety of people that are involved around the issues of working to end teen dating violence, intimate partner violence, and sexual assault. For those who are doing prevention work, how do you see how they can use this online course?
One of the things we hope is that they take the course themselves and see what a teacher would experience going through it, but then also realize that they do have a role to play in the school also, and we're hoping that we can have teachers in schools then start connecting with others in the community who are doing this work, and we're hoping that this can help provide some of that connection.
If someone's working, for example, at a local rape crisis center that does prevention education or a domestic violence agency, what they can be doing is sharing this online course with teachers and be able to offer the services that they can provide locally.
Absolutely.
Because we know that doing prevention is something that no one sector, teachers themselves can't do it, organizations can't do it themselves. We have to do it together to be able to address this serious issue.
Absolutely.
Diane, where would you find this online course?
This online course will be available off of the CDC website, and we're anticipating it will be available at the end of February.
You'll also have a link to this on the preventconnect.org website, so you can also be able to get information on how to be able to find this. We want to follow up on this because this is a really important tool, and so I know that later on in 2010, Prevent Connect will be working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Injury Center to offer a web conference and share some experiences on how to use this online course to be able to support teen dating violence prevention.
Very excited about it, and we think that it's going to get a lot of traction in the field. It looks very different. So it's not your usual online course where you're sitting in front of PowerPoint slides. There's a lot of video. It's very interactive. It's also available for free, which is nice. And teachers, if they're interested, will have the opportunity to earn continuing education credits by completing the course. We think that there are a lot of benefits to it.
That's a great opportunity. Well, thank you so much, and we really appreciate the work that you've been doing in developing this. So once again, the online course is called Dating Matters, Understanding Teen Dating Violence Prevention. And you can get information about this on the CDC Injury Center's website. So we look forward to being able to watch this and continue conversation about how we can work together to prevent teen dating violence.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.